Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got that trip to FLA to give away. Probably do it here in the next hour or so. And we'll tell you when to call. Today's artist is Justin Timberlake. There's four songs in there. Just tell us what four songs we play you, and you can win your trip out to Florida. Speaking of winning, Kid Nation, big announcement before we get into TV Talk with Nick.
I love this contest.
We got our hands on four new Nintendo Switch consoles. Now, this is really cool because you can go from playing on your big screen TV to taking the game with you wherever you go. Which, if you're a gamer, that's the biggest whooping because your wife is like, well, we got to go to dinner with the family. But you're like, I'm about to beat this level.
But no. You can take it with you and play while you're having dinner with the family.
Exactly.
This is great for marriages.
Great. That way you can actually beat that level that you were trying to beat and not forget what you were doing.
How do you win?
We're not just going to give these away. We actually want something from you, Kid Nation. Tell us what you'll switch with us for one of these systems.
I have a gently used engagement ring.
Is this Tradio?
Yeah. Basically.
I love this.
We're basically doing a little Tradio, Jenna. That would be a great one.
Yeah, but that's a lot. I think I'm going to sell it. Yeah. But what kind of thing? I think that was like too much in value, right? Yeah.
Well, you just tell us what you'll switch.
Right. Depends on what it's worth to you.
Exactly.
And if we want it bad enough, we'll switch with you.
Yeah. Beginning Friday, we're going to take your calls for what you want to switch with us.
Wow. Could it be services?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like
a back massage?
You
like
tell us.
Cake? Wait. Yeah, I'll hook you up if I can come get a, if you give me a back massage.
Like a florist?
Oh, massage. Somebody come and do massages every day for a month.
Oh, my God.
I don't like cake on that.
All right.
You for the damn cake.
You can also tell us what you will switch with us at KidNation.com.
Just call this Kelly's Wedding Nintendo Switch contest.
Yeah, it's going to turn into Kelly's Wedding. Which, by the way.
Yes, wedding invitation. Okay, done.
If you are wondering, we're 122 days, 12 hours, 19 minutes, and 45 seconds away from the big wedding.
Yes, yes. Oh. He adjusted it because we decided the time of day for the wedding. So now he's got it down to the second.
Oh, well,
he's
please,
so sweet.
But please tell us.
Don't worry, Kelly.
6 o'clock at night.
We do have a contest for Kelly's wedding in April.
We do.
Oh, yeah. So many contests, so little time.
Okay.
A contest for her wedding?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why not?
You could be in it.
Do you want to be in it? Bridesmaid?
Not in the contest. In the wedding.
In the wedding.
Are you asking me, or you're saying you're going to give? Really?
No, we're giving. I'm asking Kid Nation.
Yeah.
So this is you're in included. The works, huh? Y'all got this all planned out.
Oh, it's going to be huge, guys.
Make sure you tune in April.
Set your clock now.
I'm going to be traveling.
Yeah, but while you're traveling, listen.
Oh my gosh, it's already March.
I know.
Yes, it is.
My gosh.
It is March.
You know what happens in March?
What?
You guys all
March
forgot?
Madness.
No. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is it the baby
spring
making
spring break?
It's not Easter. No, Easter's in
spring
April
break's happening.
Right?
Yeah, that's true also, but I don't know. Somebody you
probably... Oh, my friend's birthday is today.
Yeah,
Steven, happy birthday. Steven.
Spring?
He's a new dad.
You're
is
right.
Is that Claudia Steven?
His birthday's today. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I found out with that DNA spit thing, I thought I was Scottish all these years. I'm actually more Irish than Scottish, so I can actually celebrate this year legit.
Cool.
So 2 days after St. Patrick's Day.
Is March 19th.
That's right.
March. That's probably the end of the first bracket. The first weekend bracket.
That's my birthday. Taxes. Thanks.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, the last.
It's got to be something else, though.
The last day of spring.
Something
I
way
think.
More important.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The taxes are due. No, that's
you're already
April.
Excited about your birthday.
No, I just want to see if you guys remembered.
Actually, we're always on spring break during your birthday.
We are,
but that's not the case this year.
Not this year. We're going to be here. Unless it's on a weekend.
What would you like?
Just a happy birthday.
I was looking.
You want me to plan a dinner or something?
No, hug.
You want me to talk to Kenzie?
That's fine.
He wants to do something for
no,
birthday.
No, I don't want to. I'm fine.
Is it a big birthday?
No. It's a little birthday.
It's not an inconsequential
You came
one.
To dinner
just
for
big
my
old
birthday.
26. No big deal.
Liar.
Nick, how you doing?
Hi, Nick.
I'm good. I'm standing as far away as I can from this microphone. Jen and I were giggling a second ago.
Why?
While you were talking about the Nintendo Switch contest.
You guys called me a drama queen in the first break, but you know what he finds?
I've come to use the same mic that Justin used. Crawfish juice is on this microphone, so I can smell it.
Change it.
But Ann, I moved the microphone in. It's wet. I don't know what it is. Something's wet over here.
It might be
fish juice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just see something's wet.
Well, get some paper towels.
Mystery wetness, not okay. When you know where the wetness originated, it's all right. But mystery wet, you know, when my hand touches a blanket and it's wet, I'm like, what is that?
Okay, JC, go smell it. You'll smell anything.
Oh, I smelled it.
Go smell the wet on the counter. Is it Clorox or is it the juice?
Smell the mystery wet spot.
I'm the mystery wet. Okay. You know what I am?
It's a mixture between whatever wipe they use and crawfish.
Yeah, we need to do that again.
Mystery wet.
Mystery wetness.
They could probably take that little pea popper thing off and just replace it with another.
Yeah, there's another one right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but
Nick.
But TV talk. That's
yeah,
what,
let's talk
okay,
TV now.
Let's talk TV.
So YouTube just announced two very, very, very big things this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this turns into TV talk. So did you know that people around the world watch over 1 billion hours of YouTube videos every single day? That's
what?
Their new stat.
Wow.
1 billion
YouTube's huge.
Around the world every single day. Wow. Now, compare that to in the U.S., we watch 1.25 billion hours of TV every day. So soon, YouTube is going to eclipse TV watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the trend. That's what people are speculating. In a few years, YouTube's going to be way more popular than just TV.
Makes sense because you're able to watch, you know, segments of your favorite Tonight shows, things like that, without the commercials.
Your favorite
and the
segment
right.
of Kid Nation on
That's
YouTube.
Right. Also, yeah.
New.
Yeah, your favorite right. shows, period, right?
Yep. And so that was their first big announcement this week. The second big announcement this week is they now have something called YouTube TV. They're trying to get you
yeah.
to cut the cord.
I haven't read the article. Mm-hmm. I saw the headline,
There's
but I don't
so
know what
much.
It's about now.
It seems interesting. So it's $35 a month.
Oh.
$35?
Well, what are you paying for cable?
Yeah.
Like $200.
So if you're going to make the switch.
Right. And so as of now, you have about 40 channels or so
on YouTube,
on YouTube TV. Okay. And they haven't given an exact date when it's going to launch, but it is going to start in the big cities and then roll out to the smaller cities after that. So you're going to get the big stations like ABC, NBC, Fox. You're going to get
ESPN.
Mm-hmm. And
you just go to it on your TV.
Correct. So you can use, like, you have Chromecast.
I don't like watching on my computer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so there is going to be live TV options and recorded TV options.
Wow.
And the great thing is the DVR that they have for YouTube TV, completely unlimited. So you can store as much TV on there
perfect.
As you want.
I'll tell you, right now, I am willing to switch.
There's a better way to watch TV.
Yeah.
This is going to change.
So this is going to eliminate, and not going to eliminate DirecTV and
it's definitely
cable
a giant
providers.
Competition for
them. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right now it's about 40. That list will grow and change.
Sure.
There's a few things that they're not going to have. They won't have HBO.
That's why
they won't
have
things like CNN or TNT, MTV.
Fake
There's
news.
A few things they won't have.
Well, that's initially. It might.
Initially.
They might. Yeah.
It might change. But you are going to get like Disney, ESPN, Bravo, E!, things like that. And you'll be able to do Showtime with an additional charge.
Each month.
Okay.
I've always just
Could
wanted
be.
To have a menu. I want this channel, That's all I watch
they
anyway.
Bundle it. That's why they do that, to make money. Yeah.
Oh, that is great. No NFL Network, though, I saw.
I don't think
I
NFL Network, but
well,
you know what?
No,
yeah. I mean, yeah,
right?
Nobody had all the channels
right.
up front.
Meanwhile, cut to JC outside trying to wipe off his satellite dish because there's a raindrop on it.
Man, I can't tell you what a whooping that is.
Why do you keep it?
I've never understood. And it's a guy thing because they get the NFL package.
Right.
And
there's no other place to get it?
They get the NFL Red Zone or ticket so they can watch everything. Yeah,
I mean, DirecTV is
place.
The go-to.
But
know?
Every guy I've ever dated, I'm like, if it's raining, you want to be able to hang out and watch movies, but
right.
their dish doesn't work.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's why we got to
And they're like, now what are we going to do? Get both.
Yeah, I got a room a bar full of people trying to watch a game, and if it's raining outside, get that little satellite signal lost. I'm like, buy more drinks.
But YouTube also, TV won't have that.
Yeah, well, with YouTube TV, they are going to carry a lot of the sports networks, so they're going to estimate that they're going to have about 80% of the live games on YouTube TV. So you're not going to get everything.
That 20% is the what I'm going to want to watch.
Exactly.
That's the way it always is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just a few other really tiny YouTube details just to show you how big YouTube is.
Yeah.
400 hours of video is uploaded every minute to YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So that's about 65 years worth of video every single day.
Wow.
Every day, that's how much is uploaded. And just to prove, again, how giant YouTube is, so they have 1 billion hours watched a day around the world. Netflix has about 116 million hours. So it's 10 times bigger than Netflix.
Everybody's chilling.
And Facebook videos get about 100 million hours a day. So it's 10 times bigger than those.
Are they going to have movies like they do on
I believe like, the so. Full-length movies? I believe so. Yeah. And there's going to be an app that goes with it. And you can, like Jenna was saying, you can stream it to your TV. You can watch it on your phone, on your tablet, your computer.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, and you can watch all the YouTube channels you like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And YouTube has a special service now called YouTube Red, which is a paid service where things like some of the BuzzFeed guys do separate videos that are private unless you pay
That's
for them and stuff like that.
Oh.
Those will be all included.
Yeah. YouTube and chill.
The other one doesn't have a U in there. Yeah. Didn't we used to have a YouTube channel? Because I noticed that that's gone.
Well, okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
Are we going to peek behind the curtain now?
A few years ago, this is one of...
I remember we had some issues with this a few years
ago. Yes, a few years ago, this is one of... I'm still very embarrassed and I still have a hard time. Like, I...
You don't sleep at night?
My heart starts beating really fast and I kind of lose my breath sometimes.
Oh, no, Nick.
A few years ago, I got our YouTube account deleted.
Gone.
It was gone. And it was pretty rough.
What do you mean you got it deleted?
I uploaded a video that was not ours. I made this parody video. Mm-hmm. And YouTube, it allows you to get a few strikes every now and then. You
can
get
like
three strikes.
Like, you can't use, for instance, like if I like uploaded a video with a song in the background, you can't use music,
correct.
Right?
Sometimes they'll take the audio out or sometimes they'll just take the video offline and you'll get a strike on your account.
But how does that account for people blatantly singing somebody else's song? Because it's not them singing it, it's okay?
I think when it's a cover, it's fine. But if I just... rip off a Lady Gaga, download a Lady Gaga music video and put it on my channel, they'll rip that off. Anyways, I was trying to be funny and I uploaded something that wasn't ours. I made a parody of it. And we got a strike and our YouTube account got deleted.
One strike?
Well, it was our third, but we didn't know that we had two other strikes.
Nobody told you we had two other strikes?
They had been so long ago that it just wasn't, I guess, top of mind.
Somebody else got us the other strikes.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't in the bottom.
Exactly. The two strikes before I got here.
Andrew.
But,
are we trying
it's
to get it back?
It's probably Russ.
We got it back. Forever. We got it back. Actually, that was right when George came on. And George, that was one of his first things was to get the YouTube account back.
Good.
And we're going to dive into this more in the new episode of Shut Up Podcast.
Nice plug.
Today.
On YouTube?
Today. Justin and I talk about our most embarrassing moments and our biggest mistakes, and that's one of my biggest mistakes. Yeah. And Justin has one where he ends up crying on the toilet, and you'll have to hear
what that is. Is he going to include bringing leftover crawfish into the studio? Is that one of his most embarrassing?
We've already recorded it. We'll have to do a part two, but that'll be up today.
I figure like Justin has a daily embarrassing moment that he could go with.
The one he talks about now is happened just a few weeks ago, and it's pretty bad.
Might have to listen to the podcast and bring him in. This is the good thing about the podcast. We get to listen to their content and be like, yo, come in here and tell the world. Remember that song we did with Emma Kelly at my house that one time and they stole it, Kelly?
Yes.
And these people got like 100,000 views?
Yes, JC.
Why didn't they get a strike?
Kelly and Case and we're doing a One Direction song.
Uh-huh. In Spanish.
And somebody contacted me. We can promote your video and make a lot of money. And I asked JC about it. I was like, what's the deal? And before anything could be done, somebody came and stole it and put it as theirs.
Yeah.
And started getting, they just stole.
Ooh. Our video.
Wow.
And
the kids were singing One Direction.
And they're probably getting paid. So we need to give them a strike.
We should.
We need to give them that. That's what we got to do right there. Nick, why don't you stay in studio?
I will.
Because we're going to play Match Game next, and you're the host of the Match Game on
the
show. That's
right. I'll be here.
So we're going to play Match Game. Nick Adams is going to stay right here, and we'll play next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome, Kid Nation, to another edition of the Match Game.
Yay!
This is America's favorite game show on the radio. I don't know about on TV, but on the radio for sure, America's favorite. Now I would like to introduce you to our host, Nick Adams.
Thank you so much for changing up the intro.
I made it sexy for you this week,
Keeping us on our toes. Thanks so much. Well, the rules are simple. I will read a statement with a blank in it, and then the caller and our celebrities will write down their answers to fill in that blank.
Okay.
And if our caller matches with one of our celebs, they get a point.
Okay.
But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Got it.
So let's meet our contestant, Audra.
Hi, Audra.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
Hey.
Good.
Doing great. What are you doing right now?
I just got to work.
What do you do?
I work at a storage facility.
Oh, man, I could use some storage right now.
Craziest thing you've ever found in an abandoned one?
A bottle of pee.
Ew.
My bad.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have asked that.
All right, well, if a guy wants to keep it, I mean, it's a great place to keep it, a storage facility.
Weird thing to put in there, but okay.
Well, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
There you go. Ask and answer.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
Good morning.
Hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chuck?
Bien, bien. Hi, Kelly.
Did you hear I'm getting married?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe you missed that show. And, you know, okay.
And Big Al Matt.
Vacation time is near. Where should I go? I'll look at several options and still go to Mexico.
Well done. That was a good one.
Not funny, but true.
Yeah. True. That's where he's going to go.
Very true.
Always.
Here we go, guys. Here's the first one. Remember, don't say your answers out loud. Just ding when you're ready.
Okay.
Here we go. The Oscars were this past weekend, and unfortunately, the movie based on Big Al's life wasn't nominated for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Blank.
Okay. Is that a good or a bad
I don't know.
The movie based on Big Al's life was not nominated for an Oscar.
Ding.
And it's called Blank.
Ding.
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 Okay, Big Al, I think you were the last one in. Here we go. Audra, let's go to you first. The Oscars were this past weekend, and unfortunately, the movie based on Big Al's life was not nominated for anything. It's called Blank.
Oh, I really want to go with Beans High because I know I'll get a point. But I think I'm going to have to go with Blake, the man I'll never have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Wow. That's a good movie. I'd Blake. Love to see that.
The man I'll never have.
It's kind of a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. I can see it now.
Okay, let's go around the room. Let's see if she matches. Jenna, what's the movie based on Big Al's life called?
I used to date a plastic surgeon.
Oh, foreshadowing, huh?
Wow. Dr. X, girlfriend. Wow.
They're still fine, everyone. They're still fine.
This is not good.
I hadn't asked lately.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was still dating.
I don't know if I need to put you down for a plus one.
Regardless, he's going to bring a random.
Oh, yeah.
All right, JC, what's Big Al's movie called?
Hidden Failures. Hidden Failures.
That was a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang it, that was a good one.
Yeah, so far no matches. Kelly, what's the movie based on Big Al's life called?
I tried to cover the two things most important to him. Limos and bean pies.
Limos and bean pies.
I figure she'd get half a point if she went with that.
Good pie.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Al, what's the movie based on your life called?
Well, actually, I almost went with Hidden Failures.
Really?
But I went with the Old Faithful, Hidden Bean Pie.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, see, you should have gone with Bean Pie, Audra.
Yeah.
But sorry, good answer, Audra.
Sorry, Audra.
Okay, here we go. Moving on to number two.
Yep. All right.
Before being a regional radio star, Kelly Raspberry was an exotic dancer.
Ooh. Yeah, I was.
Her stage name was Blank. Before being a regional radio star, Kelly Raspberry was an exotic dancer. Her stage name was Blank.
Ding.
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 Okay, here we go. Audra, let's go to you. Before Kelly was a radio star, she was an exotic dancer. What was her stage name?
Kelly, I don't want to be mean to you because I love you so much.
You go right ahead. Go for the joke.
The sausage eater.
The sausage eater. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm not offended.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not doing it.
Audra, did you say Ginger the sausage eater?
Yes.
Oh, Ginger the sausage eater.
That's great. That's great. Hey, Jenna, let's go to you first. What was Kelly's exotic dancer stage name?
I'm glad you caught that, Nick, because I said Kelly's exotic stage name was Ginger Squats.
I'm going to count it. I'm counting.
Ginger
Squats.
Ginger Squats?
Well, they're always doing squats during the show, so.
Yeah. I need to do more. My butt is so flat.
Ginger Squats.
All right. Audra's on the board.
Oh, well done.
Yay. Okay, JC. Let's see what you got. Kelly Raspberry used to be an exotic dancer. Her stage name was
Booby
Boo.
From that one time, she got booed by her boobies.
Yeah. Boo. I did get booed.
Yeah, okay. Booby's got booed.
Hey, Big Al, what was Kelly's exotic dancer stage name?
Nip Killer, Chuck.
Instead of Nip Killer.
Great
funny.
Answer.
Nip Killer.
Okay, Audra, she still got 1 point on the board.
Yeah, you did.
Let's go with you, Kelly. What was your stage name when you were an exotic dancer?
I went with the hair color thing. Big Red, the stripper for the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, boy, the stripper for the
Lord.
Well,
you know what? You can present his love and his message of love anytime, anywhere, even from the stage.
Amen.
Amen, my sister.
Oh, there's so many good religious ones running through my head right now.
Good answers all around, guys. Here we go. Moving on to number three. Remember, Audra has one match.
Okay. So
here we go. Jenna is trapped on a desert island. The three things she has with her are her phone, Wheezy, and blank. Jenna is trapped on a desert island. The three things she has with her are her phone, Wheezy, and blank.
Ding.
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 That was a defeat.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay. All right. Audra, let's go to you first. Jenna is trapped on a desert island. The three things she has with her are her phone, Wheezy, and...
I'm going to go with candy.
She does love candy.
She loves her
candy.
Mom and... The food
treat. The food treat,
I'll count either.
It's a food group, Al. It's on the pyramid.
Okay, JC, let's go with you first. What are the three things that Jenna has with her on the desert island? Let's see. She has a phone, Wheezy, and blank.
A soccer ball she would later name Tom Hardy.
Oh, that's so good.
Tom Hanks had Wilson.
That's so good. Yeah.
Tom Hardy's your Wilson, Jenna.
Yes.
Okay, Big Al, let's go to you. Jenna is trapped on a desert island. She has a phone, Wheezy, and...
box of unused wedding invitations, Chuck.
Oh, oh my God. Ow. You're so savage.
Wow.
Because he knows me so well, I never even wanted a wedding.
All right.
Okay.
That's so
Can we do another Big Al question for Jenna?
All right, Kelly, let's just move on real quickly. What does Jenna have on the desert island? She has phone, Wheezy, and blank.
Her waxing specialist. She likes being groomed.
I do. I need to get in.
Even when no one's around.
Right. Spring break's coming up. I gotta get in.
Okay. Yeah.
And the grooming specialist would see it.
You got your phone, Wheezy, and...
Lucky for Audra, I just said that big tub of Halloween candy.
Perfect.
Yay. Yeah.
Jenna still has it.
Got another match.
I'd eat myself dead with candy for sure.
Hey, why didn't she get the ding? She got a match.
Oh, ding.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
There you go.
There you go.
Come on, buddy.
Audra's back. She has two matches now. Here we go. Last question. JC really wants a Kid Craddock Morning Show themed tattoo. So the tattoo representing Kelly Raspberry is a blank.
Ding.
Whoa. That was quick.
Quick on that one.
Yeah. JC wants
actually get one of the things you guys say. You never know.
JC wants a Kid Craddock Morning Show tattoo. So the tattoo representing Kelly is a blank.
Ding.
I really missed it. JC is so dumb.
Do you?
I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Bullies on the playground.
Dang kids.
All right. Ruin all our fun making fun of his daddy.
Yeah. Audra, you need some more time?
No, I said ding.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's go to you first. JC wants a Kid Craddock Morning Show tattoo. And so the tattoo representing Kelly Raspberry is a...
Okay, it's going to be a big N-O, and then under it, it says, you don't need that.
Oh,
that's good.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Good one.
That is good. All right, let's go around the room. Let's see if we can get some matches. Jenna, what's the Kelly Raspberry tattoo on JC's body?
They might even throw in an Asian.
Good answer. Good answer. Kelly, you're next. What's the tattoo that's representing you on JC's body?
The redheaded exotic dancer named Big Red, the stripper for the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Never had that
before. For my last career and my previous answer.
That's right. Okay.
All right. No matches yet. Big Al, what is the tattoo representing Kelly Raspberry on JC's body?
The word no.
Match.
Yay!
We got a match. We have a match, Audra.
Boom.
Yay, yay.
Third match of the game. Here we go, JC. Let's see if we can get one more match. The tattoo on your body representing Kelly Raspberry is?
I went with a good old-fashioned plus sign because of her positivity, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, JC.
Yes.
Come on, Alan.
Yes.
I'm a changed woman.
You are a changed woman.
Well, congratulations, Audra. You got three matches. Big Al, how many bonus points does she win?
That gets you 6,755 bonus points from the Kid Craddock Morning Show store. Please go to KidNation.com. Yeah, go to KidNation.com, find our store, and then just pick out anything you like and redeem those points, okay?
Yeah, I will, absolutely.
Yeah, most people say it's tough to find it, but we have no problem.
You can find it. Just go. You can type in store in the search bar. And,
so much stuff
absolutely.
In there.
I will do that.
All right, Audrey. Well, send us a picture of what you claim from the bonus shop.
Yeah, please. All right. We want to see you enjoying it.
Have a great day at work today, Audrey.
I will. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
It was. Couldn't believe she said the word no. I was like, oh, wow, I actually matched someone.
Yeah. Once.
Yeah, yeah. Never have.
Well done, Al. Given the fact that you say bean pie after every first answer, too.
I just love the fact they reject that answer. they know it's a different match, but I'm not going to say it anyway.
They know it's coming.
They want to earn their points.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you stepped away from your radio for a minute, you're like, oh, no, did they give away that trip to Florida? Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I would have that phone nearby.
Soon
we will give it away. In fact, we'll play you the artist of the day, which is Justin Timberlake. Okay. Just tell us what four songs are in this. All right, we know all those JT songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to be able to tell us what they are.
Yeah, it's remembering the title of the song.
Yeah, and you have only 6 seconds to do so, which makes it a little more difficult.
Yep.
You know, if you run out of time, then you can't win the trip. So there's those songs. We'll give that trip away here shortly. But right now, it's time to get into our favorite segment on Wednesdays.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Thank you, Jenna.
I've been dating this guy for about...
Okay,
man.
What?
Positive Kelly in the house,
very positive.
Yeah.
All right. I have been dating this guy for about a year. We are in a committed relationship. Neither one of us has ever been married or has any children. But I'm really conflicted here because, well, he has very feminine tendencies. Mm-hmm. Just to name a few. Okay. He talks about potpourri more than I would like. Also.
No, stop it. That's not fair.
No.
What? Fair, things just keep getting
guys
better.
Guys are super metro these days.
Yeah, it's fine. I talk about potpourri.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Also, his freezer is full of frozen lean cuisines.
Oh, that's fine.
And he eats like a girl. Is it wrong that I want my man to eat like a man? He does do some manly things like yard work and fix car issues, but on some days there's way more feminine tendencies than male, and it turns me off. I'm just tired of dating losers while this guy is so nice, but I just can't seem to get over it. Not sure if I should confront him on how I'm feeling, or do I make it work with a guy who maybe... gay.
Nah.
I'm kind of feeling desperate here as I'm in my upper 40s and tired of dating losers. Stacy.
Talks about potpourri.
Tell her,
Kelly.
Only
two examples of feminine are he eats lean cuisines and potpourri.
Well, he doesn't eat potpourri.
Because you're going to come at me with your best,
I've dated
too.
Way straighter,
right?
gay or straight guys.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the you think you're going to hit me with the two biggest.
I thought you were going to tell us that he was grabbing dudes' butts and kissing them on the cheek.
Yes. Honey, if you are confident enough in your 40s that you think you can... do better than a man who eats frozen entrees and likes his apartment to smell nice, then you go for it.
Yeah.
You really need to.
This sounds like a catch.
He does yard work and what?
And fixes car issues and has lean cuisines for you and it makes the place smell good?
Yeah.
If the lean cuisines bother you, why don't you say, why don't we start cooking more together because of all the preservatives or something in the frozen entrees?
Get the blue apron so you can cook together.
Oh, my gosh. To have a man that wants to take care of his body and wants to take care of his place and make it smell nice, that does not make him...
No, it doesn't.
What is that?
Kelly, you had that potential with Alan at first. When you walked into his room.
I don't know how much he wants me to tell. He's listening in the car.
It's fine. He knows he's a good dude.
I literally walked into his apartment for the first time, and I turned around and looked at him and said, are you gay? I'm sorry, honey. We know you're not. He has his apartment decorated beautifully. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
He basically, it is. And he's like, no? I mean,
not that I know
just,
of.
Some guys just like
and
to
sometimes
decorate.
Sometimes it's a guy that is more in touch with their emotions, which is a good thing.
Well, as a grown man who has had a couple, he went through a divorce. He'd been married for quite some time, had lived in many houses. Yeah. Why would you want to live in a dump? Why wouldn't you want to surround yourself with nice things? This man's in his 40s, I'm assuming this girl's talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather him have a beer crate as his coffee table and sleep on a futon?
Gross.
Is that going to make him more manly?
I like a little gay.
Say that all day.
Why are these considered gay things?
I know.
These are not, these two examples she gave me are not gay things.
No.
Advice
from a Kid Nation on the text.
Oh, Alan is not gay.
No.
Alan is 100%
not. I would not be marrying him.
I was kidding when I said Gabra Kabuya.
Trust us. Al tried. Didn't go for it. advice from Kid.
Whatever, dude.
Advice from Kid Nation.
He has kissed me though.
Play It's Raining Men. See how he reacts. That's all I'm telling.
There you go.
Yeah,
honey. I just in your never been married in her 40s. I guess it doesn't make you less of a woman. You can have
either.
A very full life being single.
He's not good.
That's great. But if you are looking for a partner in life. Come on.
There's gay
like, at that point, he would...
You are nitpicking.
You know, I
if
do think where she's coming from. Because if I encounter a guy that's never been in a serious relationship and he's 40 and hasn't been able to settle down, something's up.
Right.
Well, you have to assume that. You could also ask the same thing about her. What's up with her?
Yeah, what's up?
Why
haven't
you been married at your, you know... In your 40s.
Yeah, there's way more gay. There's way gayer stuff than that.
If he was gay, he'd be living the lifestyle by then.
And if you let him go, good luck. There is a line of women who are ready to snatch him up.
It's because potpourri.
You're going to have to come with better examples than that for me to...
Maybe write us another example.
That.
Maybe you just missed on the first two, but definitely he's not. He's fine. He's
I kind of
love letters.
I want them to be
love letters.
Like that.
Kelly.
You want that?
I want them to be as gay as possible without
Metro
being with dudes.
Still want you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Does he use the word mauve? I mean that's
that is not
that's not an
mauve,
indicator.
What is that?
It's a vocabulary word.
Do you use the word mauve, JC?
Does he sleep with men? That would make him gay.
Exactly, that's it.
Not if he uses the word mauve.
Is he
mauve?
Attracted to men? That's like the only deal breaker for me.
I mean, seriously.
What's mauve?
Mauve is a reddish is a reddish shade.
It's a color?
It's a purpley. Yes.
Say red.
Purple. Yeah. It's purpley pink.
Mauve.
With a touch of red.
Purpley pink.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
I'm the positive Kelly.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
I am so hot. I'm like hot from the inside out today. I cannot cool off.
Are you drinking that BCAA
I'm
stuff?
Drinking, not yet, no. I'm drinking ice water now.
I'm so hot.
I'm so hot. I'm like temperature hot.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm just praying I'm not going through the change and I'm about to get married. Wouldn't that be awful?
But if you do go through the change, we demand that you do it on the air.
Yeah.
100%.
No, you don't.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't want that. Mm-mm.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think I'm just hot.
Nah,
are you sure?
What happens when you go
I've
through
been
the
taking
change?
Some supplements.
Well,
I think they've got my inner furnace going, I think.
You've got some thermos?
Yeah, that metabolism is speeding up. She's cooking.
Trey's in there wondering.
She's simmering.
She's cooking from
thermos. Thermos warm up your body and stuff so your metabolism kicks up.
That wasn't my question. My question was, how can you go through it on the air?
You go through it live.
He wants me to not suppress it, just to live it out loud.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You know, be yourself.
Do it between 6 and 10 Central, please.
Great
radio.
You're only allowed to do it during the show. Stop it after. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I
widowed over 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
I know. And I've been on several dates over the past year.
It's tough.
Nobody caught my attention until I met my now boyfriend.
Yay.
We met online, and we've dated for 2 months. He's already talking about wanting to marry me and wanting for us to get a home together. And each time he asks me, I feel horrible because my answer is no.
He's already asking, literally, will you marry me?
Stage
not
five.
Just talking about it.
Yeah. Should I just call it quits now? I feel like I finally met someone who I've learned to love and connect with, but that definitely doesn't mean I want to get married immediately.
Have that conversation with him saying, you know, I don't mind discussing the future, but please stop asking
Pump
me.
The brakes.
Putting me in. Yeah. Just need to slow down and take this easy. I mean, could there be some ulterior motives? Like,
ex-husband
maybe.
Was rich?
Maybe.
Oh.
Things you need to consider, and you're kind of caught up and blinded by it. But I don't know. He could just be a man who's just so completely, totally smitten by you that he's just ready. Can't imagine letting you go.
You caught him at a good time.
Yeah.
So, that right time we talk about
something. But he's going to be there a year from now, too. So just tell him, you know, this is too soon after 2 months. I don't mind, you know, daydreaming about the future, but please don't ask me to marry you again until, you know, give me a year or whatever. But that's a conversation you need to have.
Yeah.
And then if he keeps insisting and like kind of gets kind of weird about it, your gut will tell you this is up to something else.
He's got some other motives.
Listen to your gut on this one. But
you might just be a catch and he don't want to let it go.
Well, I mean,
if you found somebody you really enjoy their company, just tell him to pump the brakes because it's making it uncomfortable for you. And if he doesn't respect that, then it's not the right man.
And check
for
in
you.
With us and let us know you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wiping out your bank account.
Yeah.
Right. You really do need. My mother Price had to go through that with some jerk.
He was going after the money?
Stand him. He assumed she was loaded.
Because she had a ditch.
And he was horrible. And we wanted Mother Price to be happy.
Oh, Mother Price.
But he was thinking she had some money.
Uh huh.
And people get so blinded by that whenever we're on the outside.
She's so happy
see.
To have some man showing her attention. Right. You know, she was older.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be that you have a whole lot of money. Sometimes a dude's just looking for
a roof over his head. A roof over his head.
Somebody with a good job.
Yeah, not rich,
or something.
Just a ride. Yeah.
Yeah, a ride. There you go, Jim.
Yeah. That's what you need. Yeah. Some more advice for the first letter. Just to be clear, you guys, from the text. Just to be clear, I'm gay, and we do not use poop, Ari.
Potpourri.
I haven't really heard about potpourri lately.
I bet they use purpley pink.
We use those. What is
that
thing?
This is a diffuser.
Diffuser.
That's the big thing now.
We got
diffuser.
One.
I like spray.
And those salt rock things.
Candles.
What are those pinkish salt rock things? They're just supposed to purify the air, too.
And oils.
Yeah, you put the oils in the diffuser.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife sneaks up and puts the oil under my nose.
It's very trendy right now, Jason.
Oh, yeah. I huff oil at night. It's so good. Is that the right way to say that?
You put it in your hands and smell it.
I just want to do good old-fashioned Vicks vapor rub.
That's aromatherapy, too.
Yeah, that's how I get down. All right,
next.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
Yes, I am. Very efficient today.
Please help me, Kelly. I have no idea what's going on with my husband. We are recently married, like 5 months ago, and he never, ever wants to do laundry.
What?
Before we were married, it wasn't like it was often as I wanted, but now it's never. He said before marriage he wanted to have kids ASAP, but now he's avoiding me like the Black Plague. I've told him laundry can be purely recreational. Doesn't have to result in kids. And he claims he wants kids, so it's not that. I've initiated laundry. I was shot down. I've gone so far as to not ask about it for a month.
Mm. That's weird.
Kelly, I have needs. He's busy. He's stressed out at work. I get that. But I have needs. Signed, Laura.
Could be a couple things. He could be just really panicked about the responsibility of marriage and what he signed on for.
Okay. Still practice.
Yeah, but that could be causing him to shut down. I mean, that's making a life commitment for a man, for a woman. We've dreamed about it since we were, 5 years old, most of us. Not
like,
everybody.
He might be freaking out. Like, what have I done?
So you freak out to the point that you don't even want to be intimate.
Well, because I think the enormity of what maybe the gravity of what he's done has just caused him to shut down. Now, the only thing I can relate to it is like when I moved here and took the job with Kid, coming from a very small town, after about 2 months of being caught up in the whirlwind and the excitement, I kind of shut down because the gravity or the bigness of what I had done hit me, and I had to go to therapy. So I'm guessing, and a lot of men kick and scream, but you really need to get to a therapist about this to discuss these issues. You can love him through it, but man, that part of the relationship is really important, and he's not nurturing that part of the relationship even though you want to. So there's really something heavy here. It could be shock, could be depression,
could be work.
With
me is work. If I'm not, if like, I'm not 100% self-employed, but when my business isn't going right or something, I don't want to do nothing.
You need to get to the root of that
problem.
It's
a huge problem.
It is
intimacy,
huge,
is everything,
huge problem, especially so early in a
because like, normally we're like, let's go!
You might just have married a man that for some reason, that doesn't interest him.
Really?
Yeah.
You might have just married.
The furnace is out.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And
then
what you have to do?
Go to therapy. He could go for some testosterone.
You can get some help. There are so many things you can do to fix this, but not talking about it and hoping it gets better is not going to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he does need to go get his T count stuff. They have them at every strip mall now.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go to the
strip club.
No.
Sometimes, Kelly.
You need to jumpstart the car sometimes.
No, that's not intimacy,
sometimes
though.
You have to break out
that's
the cables.
That's for people who avoid intimacy.
As a couple.
You have to break out the cables.
No, don't give that kind of advice.
Give a boost.
Ba-ba-boom.
Clear.
Either therapy, or you need to go see a doctor, something, because this is...
This
is heading in a bad direction if you don't get a handle on this.
Yeah, it's important.
5 months in.
In a marriage.
Yeah. It is very important. It's part of communication.
Exactly.
Sexual defibrillator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we need to invent.
Boost around. It should be in every house.
Clear.
Booyah. Are we straight, then?
We have one more love letter to Kelly.
We do?
Yeah, but we're going to wait 40 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
We have
this,
stuff to
but
do.
This,
because it's
person
good.
That's in it might not be around by then.
It might die.
Oh, really?
Oh, might not be around. Really?
Please try to.
Get to work?
Please try to.
Yeah, you have to listen on the K-Pod later.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the K-Pod, whatever we got to do. Because we do have to give away this trip to Florida, Panama City Beach, Florida. With 6 seconds from the beach, this is what you need to guess. 4 songs from Justin Timberlake.
And that's a fact. Dance, 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 dance. It was
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us the four songs in that montage.
What call are we looking for?
Caller number 13, Big Al Max.
All right.
And if they don't get it right, we'll just keep on going until we find a winner. We'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About to give this trip away real quick. We're getting text messages asking us, how's Justin feeling since he ate that crawfish that sat out overnight?
Yeah. You guys be happy none of us partook in that this morning.
He tried to get us to eat crawfish from last night.
Yeah, so then he was eating it.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if he had refrigerated it all night or not. But I think it's kind of one of those things you're supposed to eat, like, at the crawfish boil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go to the back to get coffee, and I see him waddling from the back from the bathroom, and I go, "What's wrong?" He goes,
"One of those."
Oh, he goes, "I'm so sick. I'm so sick."
It made him sick?
Yeah, he's sick.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
There's your part-time Justin update.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Breaking it down right there.
He just ate a tidbit of crawfish.
That's all he ate, Al.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Now he's not feeling well.
But gosh, you know, when food makes you sick, it's all you can taste.
Yeah.
Too.
Poor guy. I was asking him that, what he thought about the love letters, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he's been in the bathroom the whole show.
That's why. All right, let's give the trip away.
Oh, man.
There's our music. Let's meet our contestant. Our first one, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling great. How are y'all?
Great.
Good.
Great.
You driving to work right now?
About to head to school.
Oh.
College.
Yeah? Wait, you go to college or you teach?
No, I go to college.
Nice.
What are you studying?
Political science, pre-law.
Wow.
Ooh.
Start applying to law school.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you need a little celebratory trip, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Definitely.
Well, it's very easy to do. All you got to do is tell us the four songs that Justin Timberlake sings to us this morning, right? You like JT, right?
Yeah, love it.
Of course you do. Okay, I'm going to play you that. Then you'll have 6 seconds to guess after that.
Yeah, I got
to
name those songs.
Name the songs. Try to do it quick because you only have 6 seconds.
Okay.
And if you get it right, you're on your way.
Okay.
Let's do it. Here are your Justin Timberlake songs. Your 6 seconds start now.
Sexy Back, Rock Your Body, Can't Stop the Feeling, and Mirrors.
Got it in at the last second. That is correct.
Yay.
Yeah, girl.
Well done,
you
Lauren.
You're so calm.
Good job.
Thank you.
Lauren, you know this means that you win a trip for four to Florida, right?
Yeah, so excited.
Yay, I know. Take a break from school. You're going to be staying at the Sheraton Bay Point Resort. It is nestled on the historic St. Andrews Bay in Panama City Beach, Florida. And this resort just underwent a $30 million transformation. So it's going to be all sorts of brand new with 5 restaurants, a full-service spa, pools, a private beach, and 36 holes of golf because 18 is still 12 too many.
That's... I can only do like 4.
I know, it's hard. But hey, beautiful. Thank you, visitflorida.com. Who are you going to take with you?
Yeah.
Boyfriend and a couple friends, probably.
Oh, the boyfriend. How long have you guys been together?
2 years.
Oh.
2 years, boyfriend.
Is he going to follow you to law school?
No, he's doing something different. He's environmental health.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Well, maybe you guys can do some nestling while you're down in Florida.
That's right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not sure if people can nestle, but...
You can nuzzle each other.
You
can
nuzzle. I like
Lauren, have a blast out there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And good luck with law school. Smart girl right there.
Yeah, man.
We do have another trip to give away tomorrow and also Friday, so it's 2 more trips to give away. And don't forget, on Friday, we'll be giving away the first Nintendo Switch.
That's right.
And we're asking you... What do you want to switch with us for the Nintendo Switch, Kid Nation?
Love this.
You can think of anything you want, and
anything.
You just offer it up like, I will give you this.
Yep.
And I will give you my phone for a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, you give us your phone without deleting any of the pictures or whatever. If you want to do that, that's up to you.
And if we don't want what you have, we won't give you the Nintendo Switch, right?
Exactly.
Right.
We have to
good.
Want it.
We have to want it, Kelly. And we'll come.
I like this.
We'll come together and we'll say, yeah, this is something we would love to
we
have.
We get to agree on it?
I think so. Why not? Go to KidNation.com and let us know what you want to switch with us for the Nintendo Switch. And everybody wants it. I want one. I want so bad.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My crown popped out.
No good deed.
My tooth crown.
No good deed. Thank you, Whole Foods, for sending us a beautiful bouquet of goodies.
Goodies. But I'm the idiot that ate some of the rings. The gummy rings.
It wasn't even. Yeah, it's gummy. It's not even a
that
a hard.
Popped it out.
Like I don't chew Milk Duds on my right side because I have a crown. But I've had this crown for 15 years or something crazy. It shouldn't pop out.
I try. I usually don't chew on my left side because of that. But for I don't know. I had a lapse of judgment.
It came out. You put it in your pocket or you popped it back in?
I popped it back in.
Aren't you scared that it might?
Well, I'm just not going to eat sticky stuff.
You don't want to swallow it again because you don't want to revisit poop.
Then you have to, then you have to wait till you
you remember that.
Well, we stopped.
Remember that? That was a low moment.
My dentist was nice enough to not make me do that, and he gave me.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit there while you pass.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to eat. If I eat, I'll just pop it out. I think.
Good call.
You're not supposed to have to take it out.
I know, but
to eat.
I'm going to go try
it's
to get it fixed
Invisalign.
Today. I'll get it fixed today.
I got some glue. Hey, hold on.
You got some glue over there?
Yeah, did I have glue?
You got some wood
Elmer's
glue?
Elmer's Carpenter's wood glue right here.
I don't want wood glue in my mouth.
Pop some of that.
No. Don't mess.
I want the regular glue we used to eat in third grade.
What?
Paste. that wasn't glue. That was paste.
Yeah, the white one?
Yeah, and then
you never
thing.
Had the dare, like, hey, I'll eat.
Yeah, I used it for crafts.
Yeah.
I never ate it.
A lot of kids ate paste.
Yeah. Is it healthy?
I don't think so.
No, if you eat a glob of it, but.
I only did it because my
friends. It smelled like mint.
Yeah.
You sounded like a neat lady right there, Jenna. I use it for crafts. crafts.
We did have one love letter to Kelly that we did not get to earlier today.
We did.
While you get that, Jenna, Kelly just got the announcement for Dancing with the Stars. The contestants have been announced.
Yeah. The full list.
The full list has been released.
Thanks for warning me. Dancing.
But do you want to do the love letter and then that?
It's kind of a want anyway, right?
Yeah. Everybody we knew except for like some retired baseball player. Yeah.
Bob Ross. Not Bob Ross, but.
Rest in peace.
Here we go.
Not the painter.
Okay, let me go back here. It's the Mr. T, we already knew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Simone Biles.
I already knew that
Bonner
one.
Bolton, the model/bull rider. I said Charo. Erica Jane, who's from Real Housewives Beverly Hills. Rashad Jennings.
He just got released by the Giants. He's a running back in the NFL.
So he's free to dance. Yeah. Chris Kattan.
I'm free to dance.
From Saturday Night Live in the past.
Yep.
Wow.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Okay.
Former Olympic skater. Normani Corday. Normani Corday from Fifth Harmony. Heather Morris from Glee. David Ross is that.
The catcher,
guy said, and Nick Vile.
Yeah.
So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. That seems a little light. Is that right?
No, I think that's about normal. 12 contestants?
Mm.
Yeah.
That seems like a weak list.
But there's no like,
in terms
of
the celebrity.
I want to see it. You know, maybe Mr. T, I guess.
I want to see Nick Vile mumble his performances. I want to see how he does.
So you get to know them better, you know, when they show the rehearsals and how they break down and cry and fight and make up and get out there and dance their hearts out.
Has Lindsay Lohan done this?
No.
No, hopefully she won't.
Yeah, she could do it.
You don't need this.
It would be a good way to...
let people get to know her and maybe start liking her again.
You can repair your image that way.
Yeah.
They should have gotten somebody from the Oscars, one of the crashers from the bus.
Yeah, no.
Just a quick turnaround right there.
Yeah, that 15 seconds is gone.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the love letter.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Now, they say age is just a number.
Okay.
But what about an age difference like this?
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My best friend is a former professor of mine. I graduated a year ago and am currently in grad school. We've always been close. And since I moved 4 states away, we've gotten even closer. Mm-hmm. We often present research and give lectures together, and we talk on the phone daily. Yeah. Recently, we both revealed that we have very strong feelings for each other. And I'm incredibly happy that we feel the same way because I am absolutely in love with him.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The only problem is...
Professor?
I'm 23.
Okay.
And he's 64.
Holy.
Should I continue with this relationship, Amanda?
40 years. Wow.
Is he rich?
No, if he's a professor.
Professors make good
mental,
money.
It's a mental. You're in love mentally. You have a mental connection with him.
Well, I'm not going to tell you not to. I mean, you have to really look at if you want to be practical about it, I'll talk you out of it. But if you want to go with your heart and go with your feelings and your emotions, where does he stand? What is he saying?
He's got he's a 23-year-old hottie.
He's all about it.
He is about it.
He might Let's be rational go! Enough to say, this isn't going to go anywhere, honey.
No, he knows it'll go somewhere.
He's like, oh, professor, still got
You just
it.
Have to consider, I think it is. So I think she's young enough that she doesn't, you know, when you're... Being my age now, like then, I mean, that's still too old for me, but then it's you're not as worried about having children or even thinking about that. But as you get older, you almost don't want, you don't want to date someone that old because they've already lived their life.
Yeah, but this
you want to have kids and
all the time in Hollywood. I think Jeff Goldblum hooked up with some little young
thing
and had a baby with her.
Morgan Freeman.
It just happens all the time.
Bill's granddaughter.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't work. I'm not saying it's not the,
awful.
Sorry, step granddaughter.
I'm not saying it's the life I would choose because, but apparently y'all do have a lot in common and you love each other mentally.
Yeah.
It's an intellectual relationship.
Is there
have
a
you ever
doctor
tried,
in
did,
the
did,
house?
Did she say anything about him reciprocating her feelings?
Yeah, they both revealed that they
both
have
did. That's
strong
right.
feelings, so they're in love with one another.
Well,
right, professor.
Come on.
But you're four states away?
Yeah. I mean, she could
so
move back.
Move back?
So he's in Florida
you,
and she's
where? She's asking me if she should go for it?
Yeah, just because of she thinks the only problem is the age difference.
Well, it is
23
a big problem.
To 64.
It is a big problem. And there's a honey, in a minute you're going to be having to take care of all of his health issues that could. But then again, you could have your own health issues. You never know what tomorrow holds.
That's like 20 years away though. You well, still got 20 years before
no,
that.
No.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Things have a way of starting, you know, fall apart very early.
Better snag her now, homeboy.
If there's a lot of practical reasons, I would say no. But I'm not going to say
They're
don't.
In love.
Yeah.
Her daddy, wow.
He's not going to be through
her. Her dad's younger than this guy.
Of course.
The professor could be her daddy's daddy.
The professor could be her granddaddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hence, her daddy's daddy. Yes. Wow. Dad, this is my
I'm sure we
boy.
Have many listeners who could call in and tell us
how
that
it worked out.
That
fine.
It worked well.
Future Big Al.
They're a young widow and they're getting to go out and start
over.
I
think we live
a
lot of lives. You know what I mean? You have to look at this. It's, I mean, you could die tomorrow at 24. Hopefully
her
that
life
doesn't happen.
Not promised to her either.
But if you enjoy it and he's kind of a mentor also, and you, then whatever, right? But
we are not promised tomorrow, none of us. So,
amen, sister.
Future Big Al, if you could dive into the future here, and you're around the same age as this gentleman in the way future, would you date a 23-year-old?
It's too old for him.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.